This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. From choosing the right travel card to dodging hidden fees, Smart Travel helps your money go further, literally. They cover all things travel finance, like which travel cards are actually worth the annual fee and which just look shiny, how to plan group trips that don't bust your budget or your friendships, when to book peak season trips without paying peak season prices, and more. So travel smarter and spend less with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Welcome, everybody, to another weekly edition of our Quick Hits, our up-to-date points and miles and travel news segment of the week. Hope everyone has had a fantastic week. There's not a lot of major news, I would say, coming out this week, at least as of this recording, but a few things to touch on. I'm going to try to keep these a little bit shorter because there's a good amount of things to unpack. Nothing major or groundbreaking, but still a lot of helpful information out there I wanted to share with all of you. The first that I think has probably made the most waves up to today is that Delta is now using AI to price flights, and they are rolling it out. It's an AI-powered airfare pricing software, and they're rolling it out to up to about 20% of domestic routes by the end of this year. And earlier this year, it was only like 1%. So it's going to be a pretty major increase. And this AI is constantly tweaking fares based on demand, booking patterns, and interestingly enough, understanding you as well. So this is interesting because prices may no longer fit different fare buckets. They could actually be personalized per traveler depending on what they think you can afford. And it's going to be harder to tell if you're seeing the best deal or if that's just what Delta thinks you're going to pay. I'm really curious at this because does it mean that someone with maybe a tighter budget is going to see lower fares, but someone who's got a much wide open bucket could see 2, 3, 4 times that? We don't really know. I would assume it's not that drastic, but it is something very interesting. So that goes back to why I mentioned that it's helpful to use Google Flights and other tools to keep tracking your flight changes or your flight pricing. So like I use Google Flights, I'll book a flight, and then I'll keep monitoring that flight just to see if it drops significantly lower and go ahead and do a change. Because now for most places, especially American airline operators, so Delta, United, American, they don't charge a change fee. So that can make this a little bit easier, but who knows if the pricing will still dynamically change for you versus what you see on Google Flights. I'm very curious to see what's going to happen there. The other interesting news is that Citi is launching a new card, the Strata Elite, and that's supposed to have launched in Branch last week. Now, again, as of this recording, it's not available online. So everything I'm going to say from this recording is going to be the rumored information on this card. I've gathered this from a few different places, like the Points Guy and Frequent Miler, as well as Doctor of Credit. So again, as far as this recording goes, this is all the rumored items. If anything major changes, I'll make sure to update that. But the welcome offer is supposedly going to be about 80,000 thank you points after a $4,000 spend, an annual fee of $595, which is it's a significant fee with a very low amount of points, seeing as their regular Strata Premier card, I think their sign-up bonus is like 60,000 points. So it's not significant for this card versus what that fee is. Now, if you are considered Citi Gold, that means clients that have 200,000 or more in assets with Citi, then the bonus is actually 100,000 points and the fee is only 450 instead of 595. The earning structure for this card, again, this is rumored, is about 12x on hotels, car rentals, and attractions if you book through Citi Travel, 6x on flights, again, through Citi Travel. This is interesting. So 6x on restaurants on Friday and Saturday nights. So if you spend money at restaurants between 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. Eastern time, Friday and Saturday, that you'll get 3x on restaurants, and then any other time, it's 3x. So if you are a weekend partier, this could be the card for you. And then the other component is 1.5x everywhere else, which is not bad to have 1.5 points on just any spend in general. It's likely rumored again that you're going to get $200 Black Lane chauffeur credit, so $100 twice a year, a $200 splurge credit, where you can choose two brands, I guess, to get this credit back each year. So American Airlines, Best Buy, Live Nation, different places like that. And then a $300 hotel credit, and that's when you book two nights via Citi Travel. I guess Priority Pass, like most of the premium cards do in Global Entry / TSA PreCheck, but it does also come with four Admirals Club passes annually. As someone who often flies American, if for some reason maybe a Centurion Lounge was booked or packed or whatever it may be, or just too far away, there's an Admirals Club close by, this could be in consideration. Again, at a high level, I'm not really expecting to grab this card, but just kind of thinking or saying out loud the things that have come into mind. I do think this is not a significant player, at least yet, if these all rumored aspects are true. I think they would need to have a much higher sign-up bonus to make it more interesting, because Citi points are not easy to use, although they can be super valuable in very niche spaces, like their transfer over to preferred hotels at, I believe, a 1-to-4 ratio, which can be pretty significant. So these are just some of the things that come to mind as far as this card, but again, we'll keep everyone updated. So this is an interesting article that I came across on Thrifty Traveler, and I've never really heard anyone talk about this in the points and miles space or travel space in general, specifically for families. Now, obviously, I'm not really in tune to too much about what it's like booking when you have kids and such, but I've had guests that have come on the show many times have talked about, you know, when they typically travel with Hyatt, they usually have to book two rooms if they have a family larger than four, or in certain places in Europe and Asia. So I know this is a common issue that can come up. And so Thrifty Traveler has this really great article on the fact that there's a Hyatt family plan rate where you can get up to 50% off a second room. Again, this is something I've never heard of before, but wanted to share because it caught my attention. So if you're traveling with kids and need some more space, so Hyatt offers a very little known family plan rate that lets you book a second room for 50% off the standard flexible cash rate at many different Hyatt properties. Again, not all of them, but many Hyatt properties. So it works even if your first room is booked on points. But to be fair, the second room must be paid in cash. It's available for families traveling with children. And the second room is usually adjacent or nearby, but it's not guaranteed to be a connecting room. And again, I want to point out, not all hotels participate, so you're going to want to confirm with the property first. So to actually book this, you can't book this online. You'll have to call Hyatt Reservations, so the regular Hyatt customer service number, contact the property directly, or if you are just adamant that you don't want to pick up a phone, you can actually use the DM of Hyatt at Hyatt Concierge on Twitter, or X as it's called. I've used the Hyatt Concierge on X many times. They're fantastic. And you can specifically ask for the Hyatt family plan rate. So if you're traveling with kids and need two rooms, a quick call or a quick DM on Twitter could actually save you big for your next trip, unless you were trying to do both rooms all on points. But still, maybe you're going to see this and say, hey, the second room in cash, 50% off, might be worth it. So another Hyatt offer available right now is that you can actually earn 3x points in Latin America and the Caribbean. And that's for stays between August 1st and October 31st. You have to register by October 14th, so plenty of time. You can go ahead and register right now. Actually, we'll put the link to that in the show notes. But if you're staying at a Hyatt property, like a hotel or a resort in Latin America or the Caribbean, including all-inclusive properties, and you booked with cash, you're eligible to earn 3x World of Hyatt points on these stays. And again, this is places anywhere from Argentina, Mexico. There are a lot of different places that are on this list that are available. And probably the most exciting Hyatt news to come out is that they've upgraded their website and their app to include a fully functional award calendar that now shows monthly award availability and points pricing, including off-peak dates. And this has been the case where they've had this points calendar, but the one component is they would show the points cost every single day of the year, but they wouldn't actually show the availability. So now when you go and search on Hyatt online with their points calendar, you're going to actually see grayed out dates when rooms aren't available. Previously, you had to either Just look and see if you could book the room directly with Hyatt or use another sort of points tool like Max My Points or something along those lines to be able to see if there was actually availability there. So it took a little bit more steps. Also, I want to point out that Mr. and Mrs. properties are not included in this. It's more than likely because they have dynamic pricing. So it makes it easier. I do think it's going to get rid of availability in some places a lot faster now because some of the properties that are just super hard to book on points, like the Alila Ventana Big Sur, I think it's called, that property, one of the most, I don't say most aspirational, but a very common property to be booked on points. I think now people are going to quickly see when award availability opens and goes, and they're not going to have to take the extra steps to confirm. So it makes it easier for people, but that also means it's easier for things to book up a lot faster versus those of us that kind of know how to play the game and know the steps it takes to make point redemptions easier or how it used to go. So interesting to see if we see properties filling up faster on points or not, but just a major update in Hyatt's technology that's going to help us in general from a point standpoint. Couple news in the world of Amex. This isn't super new news, but I do think it's important to point out for someone that may have just came into the Points and Miles world and has been catching up and listening to old episodes. I do think it's important to talk through a little bit of a change that Amex has rolled out, which is now their as high as welcome offers that make it kind of harder to know your bonus up front. So instead of a clear offer, you're now going to see a teaser such as high as 175,000 points on platinum. And you only learn your actual offer after starting an application through the Apply with Confidence button before a hard credit pull, but after taking the time to actually fill out the application. So offers are personalized using some factors that Amex is not going to disclose, you know, we're assuming credit, history, your spending, et cetera, but we just don't know exactly. Early signs show that this is spreading to referral links and even the incognito browser trick as well. So that means it's going to be harder to hunt down the best ever offers. And Amex is targeting that just enough bonus to get you to apply. But then, of course, they can pull back the amount that you actually get. So a lot fewer clear elevated public offers for cards like the Platinum and the Gold. So we'll see what happens. So if you want to protect your points haul and you're a points lover like most of us are, just know the historic best ever offers before even applying. Try to use referral links or the incognito window browsers until we know for sure that's completely gone. Just know if you do apply, you're applying without having a hard credit pull. So either way, if the points are not what you want, you can back out and there's no issues or problems with that at all. If there are public elevated offers, especially on a lot of those co-branded cards, that's a good time to jump on them. And again, don't settle for a week signup bonus. If you hold off, it could pay off later as well. Not major news, but another news in the world of Amex is that they're debuting their sidecar by Centurion Lounge in the Las Vegas airport in 2026. And so that's going to be a speakeasy style spinoff of the Centurion Lounges. It's designed for quick visits. So people that are not staying long, you know, under 90 minutes, going to have premium cocktails, chef crafted small plates. Access is going to be the exact same as the Centurion Lounges and, you know, the same rules and cost for guests, the $75,000 annual spend to avoid the guest fee, all of those different things. And it's an extra option, but it's not a replacement. So it's designed to help ease overcrowding in the main lounges for people, especially that have a tighter connection or just less time in the airport. And for all lounges in general, actually starting July 29th, all 15 Centurion lounges in the U.S. are going to feature dishes from a culinary collective of award-winning chefs, plus new cocktails as well from Harrison Ginsburg. So you're going to see some signature dishes like Suya short ribs, lemony orzo. So if you are traveling soon and going to be going through a Centurion Lounge after July 29th, you're likely to see a new elevated menu, and hopefully it's going to be something quite delicious. I know the menu in Charlotte and Miami, two airports I've been to a lot, doesn't seem like it's changed dramatically over the last few years. I do think Miami actually got a reboot in the last year or so, but I'm excited to try out some new food. I love the Centurion Lounges, and I do think they're pretty much top tier when it comes to their food experience.
So in what I've coined as the ongoing Zill Money saga, we've got some annoying news. I won't say bad because it's not terrible, But then we have some amazing news. So if you are in the Facebook group or in the Facebook Messenger chat, which I've had some people ask me to be invited to the chat, but if you're in our Facebook group, you automatically have access to the Facebook group chat. You will know that I'll start with the annoying news first. They reached their credit card processing limit for the month of July. So basically, if you try to run anything with them currently, you're going to get a pop-up that says that they've essentially reached their processing limit for the month. I've reached out to them, and then some other members of our group have confirmed even prior to me that this should be resetting August 1st. I did ask them, is this something that's just an issue for the month of July or going forward? And their verbatim response was, since the feature is currently under testing after the major update, we expect the limit to be removed shortly in the upcoming months. You will be able to submit the transaction on the 1st of August as of now. So my personal plan is to, on August 1st, submit my payroll that is here at the end of July that was not able to go through, and then ideally just capitalize again on whatever I can do in August before they hit whatever this unknown limit is. I imagine it's fairly large, but at the same time, who knows how many people are trying to process things, or at the same time, how many people try to catch up on processing things from months that were missed. Even though they only let you go back a few days, they said at least, some people might have been getting some back payments processed, essentially. So that's the annoying piece. But here is the most amazing news that I'm super excited to share. And again, this is all going to be, and I'm going to do an entire update episode, basically been crowdsourcing some research. But what I'm super excited to find out, and I posted a screenshot of this in the Facebook group last week, is essentially that the new processor for the payroll on credit card codes as electronic goods and software. Specifically speaking, that means that with the Amex Business Gold, if your payroll charge, if your Zelle Money charge is one of your top two categories of charges on your Amex Business Gold in a single month, you're going to get a 4x bonus on that. That is huge. That is better than what I thought was the no-brainer, the Chase Business Preferred card, that when it was coding as shipping, got a 3x on the charge, even though you had to pay a 3% fee, which also that fee got a 3% or 3x charge or bonus on it. Now we're talking, you run a card, a $10,000 charge on your card, and if it's in the top two categories, which I don't know how much your business spends, but I would make sure that this is one of your top two categories, you are going to get, on a $10,000 charge, 40,000 Amex points, which is absolutely wild. And then on the 300 or that 3% charge on the 10,000, you're going to get an additional 1,200 Amex points as well, which is fantastic. I'm super excited about this. This is huge. Now, the limit on the Amex 4X is $150,000 for the year. So there's some strategies I have in mind around that. Kind of some initial thoughts are maybe having a couple business gold cards, which I actually do for different businesses, but a couple business gold cards that would enable me to have, let's say, a $300,000 limit as opposed to a $150,000 limit to cover the payroll for the entire year. But again, 4X on the Amex Business Gold, this is huge and super excited about. Can't do another charge until August 1st. So that's when we're going to do our next one. But just so you know, the way that it works, when you first run the charge, you have to get through your billing statement. So for instance, for me, I had a charge, I think, on July 1st. My billing statement didn't end until July 16th, I believe it was. And it wasn't until 2 or 3 days later, once the statement closed and it was able to calculate what was my highest earning category, that I was able to confirm or I saw that it actually changed to a 4X bonus and said electronic goods and software category. So super excited about that. I think this is huge. I can't wait to unpack a whole new episode for everybody, but I'm just giving you guys the updates as I'm finding them, as well as everyone in the group. And I appreciate those that are in the Facebook group, especially in the Messenger chat, that have been providing information and have added feedback. It's been super helpful as well. So thank you so much to all of you also. And lastly, this one's going to be important. If you're listening to it today, that when this episode airs, this transfer option or ratio from Citi Thank You to Emirates Skywards is changing from a 1-to-1 to a 5-to-4 tomorrow, which is July 26th. So the deadline, the last day to transfer at a 1-to-1 ratio is July 26th. And basically, that's a 20% reduction. So now, instead of 1,000 Citi Thank You points turning into 1,000 Emirates Skywards, it's now going to be 1,000 Thank You points will turn into 800 Emirates Skywards miles. So if you do have a plan to use your Citi points for Emirates specifically for redemption, this is something that you're going to want to jump on soon. Keep in mind that this is probably going to follow with more places. I know, I believe Amex is next for that to happen too as well. No words with Chase yet, I don't believe, but keep that in mind also. I hope everyone has had a fantastic week. As always, I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to this show. Every single week, I put a lot of effort into making sure that you are able to continue to level up and revolutionize your travels, your journeys, and continue to have an incredible lifestyle of travel for yourself, your significant other, and your families. And I appreciate you being on the journey with me as well. Have a fantastic week, and we will catch you in the next episode.
Travel doesn't just happen when you get on a plane. I'm Pauline Frommer, and on the Frommer's Travel Show, we explore not just where to go, but how to bring travel into your everyday life through books, shows, and stories that shift your perspective, plus insights on smart destinations, timely trends, and interviews with the people shaping the way we explore. Find us at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or voyescape.com.